Good evening, everyone. My name is Trish, and I wanted to welcome you to my very first episode on the Real Busy Moms podcast. So welcome. I'm so glad you're here. I have been wanting to do this for quite some time, and I think that in all the preparation that I've been doing, the timing is right. After having a great conversation with a friend and business partner of mine, we came up with an idea to share some really great insights about business development that I think can be really helpful to you. One of the reasons I wanted to do this podcast was to help people who are looking into options to create an additional income stream figure out what might be a good fit for them. And network marketing is one of those industries that I think deserves some honest testimony from the people who are in the trenches and building businesses and succeeding. So for those of you that have questions about business opportunities, I wanted to bring in a friend of mine who introduced me to a really exceptional company. And I'm going to start with telling you a little bit about her. Her name is Nikki. And she's with a company called Rx that she introduced to me. And we're going to get into some questions with Nikki. But first, her background. She is a mom of two. She has a beautiful little pup. She's married. She works as a nurse. And she's really great at coaching and leading people in the network marketing industry. And I thought that it would be beneficial for you to learn a little bit about Nikki's perspective on the industry, why she chose the network marketing industry, and why she chose Rx in particular. Awesome. Okay, so I think I have Nikki on the line with us. Nikki, are you there?
I am.
Awesome. Okay, so I don't know what happened with that last recording, but we'll figure that out. So I wanted to talk to you a little bit about network marketing, the industry, and give our listeners a little bit of insight about it, because it seems that some people do wonder about it a little bit and they're skeptical. So the question is, what is your perception of the network marketing industry? Is it a good industry, not a good industry? Some people wonder if it's legal or ask, is it a pyramid scheme? So what can you tell us?
Awesome. I love the pyramid scheme question, but I'll answer here in the order that you gave them to me. So is it a good industry? Absolutely. If it wasn't, I wouldn't be a part of it. You know, I'm a skeptical person. I'm also a curious person. So I did a little bit of my own research before diving in and found that there are very reputable people in the business world that sing the praises of network marketing, and some who are involved with it, but some people who aren't even involved with it, that are in traditional business, but they see the model and they see that it works and that it can benefit a lot of people. I personally find that there's not a more ethical way for me to get income. So fact of life, you have to make money. You got to make money to live. You can make a little or you can make a lot, whatever, but you have to have income coming in. You know, as a nurse, I get to help people and I get paid to do that. So that's great. But I've actually found that I get to help way more people with my network marketing business, and I get to help them in a lot of different ways. I get to help people with their health because that's the products that I have, but I also get to help them with their finances. And then strangely enough, I get to help women come out of their shell and build networks of friends, or I get to help people develop confidence. Like, there's all these other things that I get to help people do that I had no idea that was going to be part of it when I signed on. It just kind of came with the territory. So that was a fun surprise. And then lastly, the pyramid scheme thing. I love that because When we were younger, we actually did a pyramid scheme. That's not probably something I should admit, but it was really this giving.
Seems like when I make sound. Nikki, that is such a great answer. So, number two, we're wondering, it is often heard that your why is important when you start a side hustle or build a business because it can be easy to give up on, right? So we know our reasons why we do something is a motivating factor to keep going toward successful outcomes. What is your reason, your why for choosing network marketing?
So that's absolutely true. And my why is my kids, really, and having time freedom so that I can be around for them, for the rest of my family. You know, when I went into nursing, the goal was go to school, bust your butt, graduate, get a job, you'll be golden. Well, that didn't actually turn out to be true because in the meantime, I had accrued quite the bit of debt to go to college. I was a single mom raising two kids. And so the debt just kind of stacked up. So, yeah, I made more money when I graduated, but then I had all these bills that I had to pay. So I was having to work night shift because at the hospital that I work at, you get an 8% shift differential. So that's quite a chunk of change. And I was having to work full time plus hours, like way plus, just to pay the bills. I didn't even feel like I was getting paid more because I had, you know what I mean? Like my cost of living had just went up. And so I was like, I can't do this forever. Like this is nuts. I spent my time away from my kids when they were little to go to college so I could be with them and provide for them. And then here I was still away from them all the time and I hated it. So I knew I had to do something else. I just didn't know what that thing was going to be. So fast forward, I ended up joining network marketing and surprisingly making enough money to give up night shift, which was amazing because I hate working night shift.
Who doesn't? I mean, that's the
Yeah,
best
I mean,
thing.
some of my friends love it, but it wrecks my body. I felt like I had no time to do anything. I just hated it. So I got off night shift. I was able to go from working a ton of overtime to working full time and then working regular full time hours down to working part time. And so the goal is to completely get out the door. I don't want to stop being a nurse ever. I love it. But I want to be per diem where I get to make my own schedule, go do it on my time, and continue to help people with my business because that's really what I love doing and schedule everything around my family life.
Great. That is so common in this industry. And in talking to people like you, they want to be able to have control of their schedules and their time. So it seems like network marketing is a good option for that.
Yeah, absolutely. Just because of the residual nature of the income. If I want to make money as a nurse, I have to go put hours in at the hospital. That is the only way. With network marketing, what I've been able to do thus far, even, is put in the work. And if I have to take a step back for a minute, I don't do anything. I still get a paycheck. Like there are times where I get my paycheck and I almost feel guilty because I'm like, what did I do? I didn't do anything this week, but you're being paid for things that you've done in the past. It's residual in nature, and that's the beautiful thing about it.
Right, that's great. So you introduced me to a, and I'm going to use your words, a unicorn in this in this industry, and I love that because it truly, truly is to me. Like many people who are just getting started, it took me some time to believe you enough to agree to listen to what you had to say or to take a closer look. So, for listeners who are considering partnership with a network marketing company, can you tell me why you chose RX?
Yeah, for sure. So it is a unicorn, and I'll tell you why that is. But RX is not my first company. I was with another company before, and I learned some valuable lessons there. And just like any other industry, you have really great companies, and you have really crappy companies. And that's not our industry. That's all industries, right? And there's good companies, bad companies. So I kind of learned the things that I wanted to see in a company, and it took me over a year. I mean, I looked at so many companies. I drove my husband nuts. He was like, just pick something already. But here's the deal. I don't want to have to go build ever again. Like I already, like I said, had all this time monopolized going to college and then still needed to find something else to do. I don't want to go put 5 years of hard work into a business and have something bad happen to it and it go away. And then I have to go do it again. I want to do it once and be done, if that makes sense. So that's what made me so fussy when I was looking at companies. You can go sign up with any network marketing company and you can make money. That's a fact. You can. But is that company going to be around for the long haul? That was one of my first concerns. So when I first saw Rx, I wouldn't even look at them as a company because they were 4 years old and my criteria was five and I am very OCD about things. And I was like, nope, I'm not going to talk to them. They're not old enough, but I wanted their products. Mm-hmm. And that was my other thing is I needed to have products that people would buy from me and continue to buy from me on a regular basis, and it would make an impact for them. And in the wellness industry, that's actually really hard because most of the products are junk. So when I saw that Rx actually had their products certified, they were designed mm-hmm. by practicing physicians and people from the holistic side of things. I was like, ooh, I want these products. The third thing is compensation. Not all comp plans are created equally. You can make money within any compensation plan, but I believe in working smarter and not harder. So if you're going to pay me 50 cents on the dollar to do something, why would I take 30? You know, when you're looking at jobs, one of the big factors is what are you going to pay me per hour or what's my salary going to be? Right. We need to be asking that same question as a network marketer. It's hard because on paper, there's all these different little bonuses and you get this bonus and that bonus, and maybe we give you a car. And there's all these things that really muddy the waters unless you know truly what you're looking at. So the best comparison is, what is the company just actually paying back out to their field? And Rx is the only one that's truly paying out 50 to 51% back out to their reps. Mm-hmm. Compensation, that's huge. Now, why I call it a unicorn is because nobody's ever heard of this company yet, but they're stable. We're now going into our eighth anniversary. Mm-hmm. And we've been doubling our revenues every year since being opened. And part of the reason behind that, I won't get too deep into it, but we opened in a couple of different markets. One of them was China from day one because of established relationships that our owners already had there. And so it's blowing up overseas and it's just having nice consistent growth here in the States. So we have all these finances coming into this company to back it financially. We're debt free completely. But yet your neighbors, your friends have never heard of this company. So you get the benefit of it being a startup with none of the risk. 99% of startups go under within their first 5 years. That's why I had the 5 year rule. Mm-hmm. But that's not a risk here. And that's what actually led me to look at the company. I told you I wouldn't look at it because they were only 4 years old, but I wanted the products. And when I talked to one of their reps and they showed me the numbers that they were putting up, even to that point, I knew that this was a good, solid company that's going to be around forever. The leadership is there. It's not one guy running the ship. Okay. It's not one little family running the ship. It's a whole team of people that all have equal voting power in the company. So it's much less likely that things would go awry, but even if they tried to get all crazy and change your compensation plan or kick you out of the company, those are things that happen in this industry and they happen frequently. That literally can't happen here because of our Bill of Rights. And it's a legally binding contract between you and the company that they can't do those things to you. And that doesn't exist anywhere else. So to me, it's the only choice.
Right. That's amazing.
All that together, it's the only option if you want longevity.
It's true because I've heard it said not to partner up with things that will, let me see if I can remember how to say this correctly, with things that will basically don't partner up or do things with things that kind of hold you captive.
Yes.
You know, that they have the control. You want to have the control. So having that Bill of Rights is huge.
Yeah. I mean, it's the first time that this has happened in the industry. So up until this point, you just had to hope that the owners didn't change the compensation plan on you. And, you know, a lot of people are like, yeah, well, I know our owners personally and they would never do that. Well, they might not do that. But what happens if they sell, die, or will the company to their kids? Because all of those things happen. Mm-hmm. And that's typically when things get messy. A lot of people just do this when they still own the company, but the company ownership can always change hands. And then all of your hard work is at the will of the new person.
Right. And another thing that you pointed out to me, which was really interesting, was some of the unique benefits and perks that they're also disrupting this industry with in term with for reps. So a lot of times people in this industry are familiar with things like a car or a bonus, but what are some of the unique benefits and perks that some of the that the reps can take advantage of?
Yeah, for sure. There are so many. So the one that was in existence is the savings program. So instead of doing a car program, because here's the deal, it's really hard to lose money in this industry. With RX, it's impossible to lose money. You literally that way. Companies have car programs. And with those car programs, you actually can lose money. You can lose a lot of money because what happens is they give you a car because you hit a certain level. Well, any business owner can tell you whether it's a traditional brick and mortar business or it's a network marketing business, you have good weeks and bad weeks, good months and bad months, even years, right? And so they reward you when you very first hit this certain level. But what they do really is they pay the down payment on a lease and they pay your first month of the lease, but your name is on that thing. And if you don't hit that same level the next month, you don't get the payment for that car. So now you're paying for that Mercedes or whatever it is, and you're the one paying the insurance on it too. So if you're not really established enough to be purchasing a car like that, then this is really setting you up for financial irresponsibility, basically. So RX
Right.
is all about being super responsible with our money. A couple of our owners are pretty much financial geniuses, and one of the things that they really try to instill in us is, here, you're making all this money with RX, but you need to do the right thing with it. You know, be responsible with it. So they didn't want a car program. So they do a savings plan instead, and you earn a certain amount that goes into your savings bonus. It doesn't come out of your commission, it's on top of your commission. And once that dollar amount hits $10,000, they call you and they say, hey, where do you want us to deposit your $10,000? And that's amazing because you will hear other companies brag about their $10,000 bonus that you can earn in your first however many months or what have you. With all of those bonuses that I've seen, you don't actually get that money in a lump sum. Typically, you get a piece of it, and then you have to continue to do certain things to earn it. That's not the case here. You earn it, it's yours, it gets deposited. You want to buy a car? Fine, buy a car. You can do whatever you want with that money because you earned it. So it actually treat us more like business partners than a paid sales employee. That's kind of how I view the rest of network marketing now that RX has made it so different. The other perks, real quick, they have a travel program. Customers can access this and reps can access this. Reps, of course, get a better value from it, but it's essentially they are rewarding you for every dollar that you spend on product, including tax, shipping, all of that, towards insanely discounted travel. Like, you're not going to find travel like this on any discounted website through any travel agent. It would be impossible to get the kind of deals that they offer to us. And they're going to be expanding that to include other things aside from travel. Now, the other interesting perk that's coming actually next month is insurance. So you don't have to partake, but if you're self-employed, insurance is insanely expensive. And so that's a big transition for people who are looking to go from part-time to full-time in network marketing. They need insurance. And so now we're actually going to have that available for our reps who want to use it. So they're always thinking outside the box. I'm sure there will be more things to come. The company is only 8 years old, and they already have all these very unique things in place. In fact, they are opening up some investments. Again, this is not something you have to participate in, and it's actually separate from RX, but our owners do a lot of investing together. They're really smart about it. They make a lot of money doing it. And so, as reps, they will share with us some of the investments. And if you want to get involved, you can. You can use your RX paycheck, or whatever you would like. And that's pretty sweet because a lot of these types of investments, you have to have a huge amount of money to throw in the pot to even be able to get involved. You also have to be very networked and know the right people before you can even access certain things like this. And so now we kind of get to piggyback off of the network that our owners have, and we're all pooling funds together. So it's a really unique way to be able to invest if that's something that interests people.
Yeah, huge, because just looking at like real estate investments, you have to do your due diligence, and that takes time, and you have to know what you're doing and know the right people, like you said. So to be able to have that opportunity to create assets from an asset that you're investing in, which is your business, is amazing to me. I think that is such an incredible opportunity inside of an opportunity. So thank you for sharing that.
No problem.
One last question and then we'll kind of wrap it up. Does it work? That's a common question people wonder when they're considering this business model. Has it worked for you? What has your experience with RX in particular been like?
Yeah, I mean, it absolutely works. Listen, if I didn't make any more money than what I'm currently making from RX, I would be a happy girl. It's changed my life. It got me off of a crappy shift I didn't want to work. And it got me off of working 60-hour weeks just to pay my bills. So if nothing else ever happened from it, that in and of itself is a gift. But it's continuing to grow. That's what I've personally found. It was a little bit of a slow start for me, and then it kind of snowballed. And I'm seeing that with other people around me. We have people in this industry and our company already making six figures, well into the six figures, not just pushing 100,000. It's really changing a lot of people's lives financially. And you don't have to be good at sales. In fact, you do better with this if you're not. Like, people think they got to be a good salesperson, or because we're a wellness company, that they have to know a lot about health and wellness. Here's the thing, you don't. Like, this actually works better for people who don't have that knowledge base, because people who have that knowledge base are always trying to overshare. You'll try the products. You will feel amazing. You will want to share that with people. And that's what you get paid to do. You're out there making referrals for things all day, every day in your real life. When you eat a really good piece of cake, you tell your bestie about it. Oh my gosh, you got to go to this restaurant. Or when you watch a good movie. You know what I mean? Like, you're constantly making recommendations. Nobody's paying you to do it. The difference is here, you're getting paid to do it. It grows, it grows, it grows. That's the beautiful thing about it.
And I love it too, because when you meet people like you who are really, really great at teaching the people who are new to this, you're such a great leader and such a great coach that it's just, you make it very simple for all of us newbies that are coming in. And like you said, this industry is a good industry. It was a good fit for me as a mom. What I love most about it, to be honest with you, is the creative growth that it's giving me, which I wasn't expecting from it. I looked at it as something just very business oriented, and I'm loving that. But when you're growing a business, you get to tap into your creative side. So I love that too. And I love that there's a team that you work with. And you've created such a great team that you brought me on board to. And I'm so grateful. So thank you so much for
Well,
taking
thank you
time.
so much for your kind words, and we're so happy that you're here with us. And it's been a fun journey, and I'm excited to see what happens next.
Me too. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, bye.
Bye.